Our God is good all the time. Our God is good. I applaud for the Lord. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, my brother, my sister, my name is Pastor Daniel Waxon. I am in the studio, healing sermon and the prayer house. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is our God. Remember, he loves you. Remember, he loves you. This morning, he has given you the breath of life. Yes, the breath of life. Many other people, you can see how the suffering is going in their body, spirit and soul. You can see how people, they are oppressed. You can see how people, they are busy suffering different situations in this world. But you and I, this morning, we have the strength, the energy. May you please join me in this program, Healing Sermons and the Prayer House. We do this dedicate every day from Monday to Saturday and from 1 p.m. South Africa time. My name is Pastor Daniel Waxon from the Church Trinity of the Most High God. Be blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Be connected in the name of Jesus Christ.
Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Waxon. Available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search Healing Sermons and Prayer House. Offering live healing services on this radio channel. This offer is for a maximum of 5 family members that can enter the online healing studio to pray for the sick. Check out the website for more information, themosthighgod.org. Tune into the podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube as well. Search Healing Sermons with Pastor Evangelist Daniel Waxon, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High, the Perfect Healer, on Twitter at Daniel Marketeur, or just download the Podbean app and stream directly from there. That's Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Waxon. Go listen, download, and subscribe today. Go check out Healing Sermons.
Our God is good all the time. Our God is good. The Bible is telling us that every day, our Father renews his goodness. Where you are, may you raise up your voice. Begin to pray, thank the Lord, thank the Lord. Say, Father, I thank you for your grace. Yes, morning grace, for your grace. The grace you have given me to be alive today. Thank you for my father, thank you for my mother, thank you for my wife, my husband, thank you for my brother, my sister, thank you for my family, thank you for my children. Raise up your voice and pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Father, I thank you for your love, your kindness. I thank you for the situation. I know, oh Lord, that you are God. I know, oh Lord, that you are my Father. You take care of me. Yes, silver and gold belong to you. Thank you, Father. Your mercy and your goodness will continue to follow me because you are God. You are God. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Help me. Help me praise the Lord. Help me worship the Lord, my brother, my sister. Help me worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Help me worship the Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus Christ, Jesus, Jesus, the God of salvation, Jesus, the God of deliverance, Worship the Lord, my brother, my sister. Help me worship the Lord. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, He loves you. Dedicate your body, dedicate your spirit, dedicate your soul, my brother, my sister. This is the right time. You and I, my brother, my sister, we enter the house of God by faith. Begin to enter the house of God. 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 I can see someone entering the house of God. I can see someone entering the house of God. I can see someone entering the house of God by faith. Enter the house of God, my brother. Yes, I can see someone entering the house of God by faith. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Our God is good all the time. Our God is good. The title of the dedicate of today, my brother, my sister, is Desiring the Gift of God. This is part one. By the grace of God, next Monday, we are going to see part two. Desiring the gift of God. Yes, be connected. Yes. Bible, my brother, my sister, we can take our Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, from 4 to 11. Be connected in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, Jesus Christ loves you. Hallelujah! We love you. My brother, my sister, be connected in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Be connected. You can read the word of God now. I read in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There are different kinds of gifts. But they are all given. They are different from the same Lord. Verse 6. There are different ways the Spirit works, but the same God is working in all these ways and in all people. Be connected, my brother, my sister. Now we read here verse 7. The Holy Spirit is given to each of us in a special way that is for the good of all. Verse 8. To some people, the Spirit gives a message of wisdom. To others, the same Spirit gives a message of knowledge. To others, The same Spirit gives faith. Others, that one Spirit gives a gift of healing. To others, He gives the power to do miracles. To others, He gives the ability to prophesy. To others, He gives the ability to tell the spirit apart. To others, He gives the ability to speak tongues not known before. And to still others, He gives the ability to explain what was said in those languages. Verse 11. All the gifts are produced by one and the same Spirit. He gives a gift to each person just as He decided. Let us pray. My Father, You the giver of a possession. I am here humbly before You to praise You, to worship You. You are the God of Apostle Paul. You have spoken to us through 1 Corinthians chapter 12 from 4 to 11, and we understand the spiritual gift that You have prepared for the edification of the body of Christ. May everyone who will listen to this program today desire the Spirit, Your Spirit, and grant the desire of his heart. Because Your servant, Apostle Paul, he said that we have to desire the gift of God. And You also said that we need to ask, and it shall be given to us. Let everyone who asks the gift, let him receive it, as long as it will be for Your glory. Father, I announce this message which coming from You. Let everyone who gonna listen to this message be anointed, purified, and ordained by the power of Your Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Yes, my brother, my sister, where you are, you can applaud for the Lord. Yes, you can applaud for the Lord. Jesus Christ loves you, my brother, my sister. He loves you. He loves you. And He loves everyone. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the God of everything. He controls every spirit. He controls every spirit. Bad and good spirit, He controls. Hallelujah. That is why today we can see when the children of Israel, they suffered, they were in trouble. What He did, God sent the word. He sent the word to deliver. He sent the word to heal. He sent the word to save. Today, we understand that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the Word. Is the Word become flesh? Receive the Word of God. As you receive the Word of God, you receive Jesus Christ. Welcome Jesus Christ in your heart. Say, my Father, I welcome You inside my heart. Control me. Control my body, spirit, and soul. I welcome You inside my heart. I welcome You inside my heart. Control me. Control my body, spirit, and soul. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. As you begin to manifest the presence of God in your body, spirit, and soul, may you clap for the Lord. Clap for the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for everything that You have done. Yes. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, I welcome You in this studio. I welcome in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 from 4 to 11. The Bible is saying, I read it again, with the eyes of the Spirit. Connected in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, but before that, let us go hear this advert just to have a pause, and all is for the from 4 to 11. And the title of the dedicate of today is Desiring the Gift of God. This is part 1. Next Monday, by the grace of God, we are going to see part 2. Yes, be connected.
Studio to pray for the sick. Check out the website for more information, themosthighgod.org, and tune into the podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube as well. Search Healing Sermons with Pastor Evangelist Daniel Woxon, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High God. That's DanielOuakson. Many episodes up for you to listen to already. Make sure you subscribe to be notified of future releases. And you can also connect and stay tuned on Facebook at The Perfect Healer, on Twitter at Daniel Marketeur, or just download the Podbean app and stream directly from there. That's Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Woxon. Go listen, download, and subscribe today. Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Woxon, available today.
Yes, people of God, we are back again to this platform. All is for the glory of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 from 4 to 11. The Bible is that we have 9 Spirit of God. Remember, the title of this service is Desiring the Gift of God, part 1. What are the gift of the Holy Ghost? You and I, we need to ask God to give us the grace to identify our gift. It is very important, my brother, my sister, that you identify your gift. I do believe that everyone that God has created, he has something from God. Because man is a godly creature. Man is a creation of God. And you and I, we have been created of God. The problem is you and I, because of a sin, we have lost the image of God. Adam and Eve, when they were created, the Bible is telling me that it was created in the image of Yahweh. Adam was like a God on earth, because he had the power to dominate the earth. He was created in the image of Yahweh. Or the image that we understand here is that God is good, God is powerful, God is light, God is kind, God is merciful, and God has a power and authority. God is light. So Adam and Eve, like you and I, we were created in the image of God. Adam had the gift of the Spirit of God. That is why he could communicate with the animals. That is why he could give names to the animals. That is why he was dominating the earth. The problem is that Lucifer, the devil who came in the form of serpent, he deceived Eve, and Eve deceived Adam. The sin that they committed corrupted the gift. That is why we see the fall of Adam. But the second Adam, who is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he came on the cross of Calvary and to restore the gift that has been lost. You and I, we have lost the gift. But God, through Jesus Christ of Nazareth, He came to restore the image which was lost in us. The image of God was restored through Jesus Christ, through the work of the Calvary. Now, by the time you and I, we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we found the restoration of the image of God in us. The restoration of the image of God in us. But then, you begin to express the fruit of the Spirit of God. The image of God must be restored by the power of the light of the Holy Ghost, and by the mercy of Yahweh, and by the blood of Jesus Christ, who cleanses us, okay, from sins, from curse and abomination. Then we find ourselves being the temple of the Spirit of God, which enter and dwell inside us and control us as the landlord. In that way, you are going to manifest and exercise the gift of the Spirit of God, because you have been created in the image of God. Now, by the time the image of God is now manifesting inside you, you are going now to see the manifestation of the gift of God. The gift of God comes in the life of a believer. All is for the glory of God. Then you and I, we have to identify the gift of God. Welcome, Benedicta. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless you. Identifying your gift. What is your gift? What is your gift, my brother, my sister? Now, how to stimulate the gift of God in you? That is what we are going to see. And what are the gifts of the Holy Ghost? Now, let us go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, from 4 to 11. The Bible is saying, from verse 4, please read along with me. There are different kinds of gifts, but they are all given to believers by the same Spirit. So the gift of the Spirit of God, they are given to the believers. You have to be a believer for you to exercise the gift of God. If you are not a believer of Christ, how will you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost? Because the Holy Ghost only comes to Christians. To believer, you have to believe in Jesus Christ. You have to believe in Jesus Christ. The Bible is saying there are three steps here for you to receive the baptism of the Spirit of God. The first step is the repentance. You have to repent sincerely. Yes, forget what you were doing in the past. Refuse what you were doing in the past. And take a decision to go back to Jesus Christ. Because you came from Jesus, but lost in this world because of the corruption of this world. You need to take a decision to come back to Jesus Christ. Do you see? It's like the lost child who took the inheritance and he went far from his father. By the time he discovered that he has lost his richness and he started suffering in the foreign land, he decided now to come back to his father. And his father welcomed him. That is repentance. Repentance, it is a turn, a return back to the father. Now, how will you return back to the father if you do not acknowledge your sin, what you were doing? That is the first step. And the second step, my brother, my sister, is to be baptized in water. Remember, Jesus Christ of Nazareth was baptized in water by John the Baptist. The third step here, it is now the baptism of the Spirit of God. You are now a newborn again. You are now born again. Born again. Why? Because you were born from heaven. But you came to this earth because of the sin of Adam and Eve. You become dead. Dead in the spirit. We are not talking about the physical death. Dead in the spirit because of the sin of Adam and Eve. But by the time you accept Jesus Christ, you come back to Him through the repentance and you accept Him as your Lord and Savior, then you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That is what you call new birth. Okay? You become back in the kingdom of God and you live in the kingdom of God and Yahweh is your king and you are the prince. Hallelujah! This is wonderful. This is wonderful. You are the prince and Yahweh is the king. Now, by the time you are the prince, the king will equip you with the gift of the Spirit of God. Because our Father is a spirit. Is a spirit. God is a spirit. So, the gift of God, they are spiritual gifts. That is what God can give you. God gives you the gift of the Spirit because Himself is a spirit. By the time you receive the gift of the Spirit, your spirit is now married to the Spirit of God and it begins to dominate your body and your fleshly desire. Oh, let us applaud for Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus Christ is so good. Jesus Christ is so good. Our God is so good. Hallelujah. Our God is so good. I love Jesus Christ who came to give us this word. And I love Jesus Christ who gave us the Holy Ghost to understand the revelation of the Father. Okay, now let us continue. Here in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 from 4 to 11, the Bible is talking about non-gift. He's saying, there are different kinds of gift, but they are all given to believers by the same Spirit. There are different ways to save, but they all come from the same Lord. I am reading 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now I am on the verse 6. We're going to read up to verse 11. There are different ways the Spirit works. That is why you see this pastor is operating like this. Another pastor is operating like that. They are not the same. Okay? But the same God is working in all these ways and in all people. Verse 7. The Bible is saying, the Holy Spirit is given to each of us in a special way. Do you see? The Holy Ghost, when He comes, He gives you, He's going to make you special. You will not be like another pastor. You are special. The way you operate for God is special. It's like the way I operate for God is special. And then I also need your way of operation. And then when we mix all these ways, it is now for edification of the body of Christ. Verse 7 is saying that is for the good of all. Verse 11. To some people, the Spirit gives a message of wisdom. Number one, we have here wisdom. You may not have wisdom, but another man of God, another child of God may have wisdom. Do you understand? To others, the same Spirit. Which the same Spirit? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost gives a message of knowledge. Meaning that number two, we have here the gift of knowledge. There are people that here, they have the gift of knowledge. Like Solomon in the Bible, when God visited Solomon, okay, God asked him, hey, my brother, my sister, the Holy Ghost is asking you, what do you desire? Which type of gift do you desire? Which type of gift do you desire? Because Apostle Paul said, you and I, we have to desire a gift of the Spirit of God, but to desire the right one according to what you are expressing in this world, just to help people of God. Is which gift do you want? What do you want me to do for you? He said, give me knowledge and wisdom. That's it is. And then you, today, the Holy Ghost is busy asking to you. Jesus Christ is asking, what kind of gift do you want for his people? Verse 9, follow me. We have another gift. There are 9. Just be counting down. To others, the same Spirit gives faith. Faith. The gift of faith. There are people, they have a faith in such a way that faith makes a miracle. It's a faith, a special faith, a high level of faith that no matter the situation, is still there, connected with God. We continue. To others, that one Spirit, the same Holy Ghost, gives the gift of healing. There are men of God, they have the gift of healing. When he prays, then you get healed. Other men of God, they have other gifts, but not necessary that that same man of God must have all the gifts. No, it's not possible. That is why we have to work all together. You have this gift, I need your gift, and you need my gift. And then all we work all together for the glory of God. Verse 10, to others, he gives the power to do miracles. So here we have the gift of a miracle. These are power gift. To others, he gives the ability to prophesy, the gift of a prophecy. What do you desire, my brother, my sister? To others, he gives the ability to tell the spirits apart. Here we talk the spirit of discernment, the discerning spirit. There are many people, they may not understand or identify or discern the good and the bad, or the, what is false or what is true. But there are others, they have such ability to discern, this is a fake man of God and this is a true man of God. While you are busy listening to this, my brother, my sister, begin to desire the best gift in your life. And all is for the glory of God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We continue. To others, he gives the ability to speak in different kinds of languages they had not known before. This is speaking in tongues, the gift of speaking in tongues. And to still others, he gives, the Holy Ghost gives the ability to explain what was said in those languages. This is the gift of the interpretation of tongue. You may speak in tongue, another person will have the gift of interpretation of that tongue because God wants to communicate his message to his people. Now, verse 11, all the gifts are produced by one and the same Spirit. What is that Spirit? The Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost. He gives gift to each person just as he decided. I believe now you understand here the non-gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, begin to identify your gift. Raise up your voice and begin to pray. We are going to continue. This is part one, and then part two, it will be next week Monday, by the grace of God. Don't miss this service. Remember, we meet from Monday to Saturday from 1 p.m. South Africa time. You will desire the gift of God. Don't miss this service because you need the gift of God and for the glory of God. Hallelujah! Raise up your voice and begin to pray. My Father, as I understand your word is the light. Your word gives salvation. Your word correct and guides. Today I pray that you give me the grace to identify my gift. What is the gift that you have put in me? Oh, my Father. In me. Help me, O Lord, identify the gift that you have put in me. In the name of Jesus Christ, pray. Pray, my brother, pray, my sister. You have just finished. We're going to continue next Monday. Now, you're going to see next Monday, we're going to have prayers to stimulate the gift of God in us. Many prayers to stimulate the gift of God in us. There will be many prayer points to stimulate the gift of God in us. Do not miss this service next Monday from 1 p.m. South Africa time. My brother, my sister, who is speaking before you? Humbly, I am Pastor Daniel Waxon, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High God Church in South Africa. The Lord Jesus Christ has given me the grace and to be gifted by the gift of healing and deliverance, prophetic gift of Jesus Christ, of God that changes people's heart. You have to know your gift. I know the gift that God has put in me. Yes, and my calling is to bring revival in the revival churches. What is your calling, my brother? What is your calling, my sister? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as you listen to this message, my brother, my sister, the Holy Ghost will begin to speak to you, and the desire to receive the gift of God, the desire to stimulate the gift of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We shall meet again next Monday from 1 p.m. to continue this service in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Remember, my brother, my sister, tomorrow Sunday, we have our Sunday live service from 2:30. Do not miss, because it will be a healing service for the glory of God. It will be connected live in this studio, healing sermons and a prayer house. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, Jesus Christ loves you. Shalom, my brother. Shalom, my sister, in Jesus' name. Amen. Feel free to contact Pastor Daniel Waxon to the following number on WhatsApp.
Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Waxon. Available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search Healing Sermons and Prayer House. Offering live healing services on this radio channel. This offer is for a maximum of 5 family members that can enter the online healing studio to pray for the sick. Check out the website for more information, themosthighgod.org, and tune into the podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube as well. Search Healing Sermons with Pastor Evangelist Daniel Waxon, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High God. That's DanielOuakson. Many episodes up for you to listen to already. Make sure you subscribe to be notified of future releases. And you can also connect and stay tuned on Facebook at The Perfect Healer, on Twitter at Daniel Marketeur, or just download the Podbean app and stream directly from there. That's Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Waxon. Go listen, download, and subscribe today. Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Waxon. Available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search.
Welcome to our online radio channel. The name of the podcast is Healing Sermons and Prayer House. This is a radio channel of prophetic and deliverance services. It is a virtual house of prayer for the deliverance and salvation of our souls. Find us everywhere online, on Podbean, on Spotify, or any other online podcast service. Our website, www.themosthighgod.org, WhatsApp, +27 62 971 6167. Daily Monday to Saturday from 1:35 p.m. South Africa time. Come, listen to healing, deliverance and prophetic sermons with the doctrine of repentance, reconciliation and restoration in Jesus Christ for the salvation of our souls. And you will never be the same again.
Hello, good evening.
Salut, bonsoir.
Pastor Daniel. Bonsoir, pasteur Daniel. Je crois que l'homme de Dieu se porte bien au nom puissant de Jésus. Et j'aimerais juste dire une fois de plus, merci d'avoir prié pour moi. Je suis reconnaissante envers Dieu et je lui donne toute la gloire. Hier soir, après que l'homme de Dieu m'a parlé et m'a envoyé le message vocal, après ça, j'ai reçu un appel de la part de mon fiancé ou mon mari, et ceci était, son premier appel qu'il a fait depuis 7 jours. Et on a parlé, et la conversation était bonne. Et aujourd'hui, il m'a encore appelé, et Dieu a tout restauré. Et vraiment, je suis reconnaissante envers Dieu. Et je me sens vraiment bénie d'avoir rencontré l'homme de Dieu, et Dieu est fidèle. Merci beaucoup. Et ceci est mon témoignage. Et après avoir parlé à l'homme de Dieu, que le Seigneur bénisse l'homme de Dieu, qu'il bénisse le ministère ainsi que sa famille, au nom puissant de Jésus-Christ. Merci encore une fois de plus. Nous rendons grâce à Dieu, au nom puissant de Jésus-Christ de Nazareth. Amen.